Hi. This is Kara Messina.
This is Miles Sanchez, and you're listening to
Thanks, It's My Lamas. We're here in Ziggurat.
Yeah, in the cradle of civilization, basically, because this restaurant is in the middle of...
Corner of
Euphrates and Tigris.
Yes.
Streets, not the rivers.
Streets. Yeah. Yes. Streets. In the beautiful city of Makati.
Where everybody's rich and those who are poor are...
Poor.
Sent to the hinterlands.
Or
side streets.
Squatters. And you're listening to another Silly Things. Silly Things.
Podcast.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Ziggurat.
Mm-hmm. And Middle Eastern food. Actually, they serve really good food here. Yeah. I assume, because I haven't been here before.
I have, and they serve really good food.
Okay, good. But we're going to partake of their food and find out if they're really good. What particular is Ziggurat, Kara?
Ziggurat is a temple.
Oh, I like that accent. Keep it going. A ziggurat is a temple, specifically a stairway to link the earth to heaven. Oh my god, that's like my house, a link to, from earth to heaven.
Or orgasm. Choose one, ziggurat or orgasm.
It's also a link from the earth to heaven. What does it say? In the ancient times. So thus, in living up to our name, we have exerted the best effort to make your dining experience divine. So I think it's orgasm. That's what it's saying, basically.
Yes. You eat here, orgasm. Eat here. Equals orgasm.
Yeah, eat a ziggurat and have an orgasm. We are at Ziggurat with some of our friends.
Yes, Francis and Hazel.
Francis and Hazel, say hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, we just came from rehearsal, so...
They're British, but... Yeah.
Hello, you're lovely.
Yo. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Okay, if you know what in Tagalog, the gay lingo for a gay person is called... Bakla. So
exactly.
there's a dish here. No offense to the people who are Persian
Middle Eastern,
no offense, but there's a dish here called baklava.
Honey, it's pronounced baklava.
No, but if you say it like
if you put the inflections in the wrong place,
I'll have a baklava.
They'll bring out a gay person.
A gay person on a dish. Hi.
With a hookah.
Or a hula.
And he'll go, well.
Well,
look
well.
What we have here.
Well. How about some? Try.
How about some?
Have an adventure of the palate. The palate.
Yep.
And we're looking at in Persian design.
What is baklava exactly? I think it's some sort of...
It's a traditional Mediterranean dessert made with a lot of music. Bakit ba ganyan ang boses ko? Bakit ba ganyan ang boses ko?
Bakit ba ganyan ang boses ko?
Bakit ba ganyan ang boses ko?
Ziggurat!
Oh my god!
He's like, Ziggurat! In Mediterranean, when I was there, in Mediterranean...
When I was in the Caribbean... when I was in the Caribbean...
The rich people are called caribou, and the poor people are called carabao. But yeah.
Masarap. Is it good? They're eating their shawarma.
Yeah, they're eating what? What are you guys eating? What are you having?
Chicken shawarma.
And you're having?
Chicken shawarma.
Wow, such a variety.
Yes. I can't wait to taste the other.
How are they?
Samples.
How do they taste?
It's good.
Oh, okay. She says it tastes good.
That's all.
It's very definitive. How about you?
Tastes like chicken.
Wow, tastes like chicken. Frogs also taste like chicken.
Yes, and tadpoles.
Yeah. Tadpoles also taste
but
like chicken.
But eel tastes like eel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Shawarma is also very prevalent here in the Philippines.
Yes.
They have it in street corners.
Use it. What did you use?
Prevalent.
Yes. Amazing. Say it again.
Prevalent.
Spell it.
I can't spell. I have very bad American and Philippine education combined.
Yes.
ko.
Bakit ba ganyan ang busis ko? Bakit ba ganyan ang busis mo? So anyway, there's a lot of shawarma stands all over the Philippines. And it's basically a food wrap, right? It's a, it's either a pork
it's a
or
pizza
beef.
Thingy.
Yeah. Or chicken
it's
and vegetables.
It's almost like a burrito.
Yeah, like a burrito.
But it, there's no rice. It's
there's
just
no rice. Crap.
No, it's just full of
mayo,
onions.
Onions, lots of onions.
Garlic sauce.
Yeah, and tomatoes.
It's really good. Mm-hmm.
It's very good. When you're in a hurry to go to wherever you're going, or take the MRT or take the Jeep, and then and you're really hungry and you need to get something on the fly, then you can get a shawarma.
Yeah, but you can't eat on the MRT.
Yeah, the MRT. Yeah, you can't eat in the MRT.
Yeah, because knowing people here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here from here.
Kara is from Macau.
I'm from the core of the earth, actually.
Well, I'm from Zigrat.
It's really hot there. The core.
The core of the earth.
Yes.
I was going like...
core.
It's such an amazing tan.
Yeah. So hot. My gosh.
And also, like, I think there's a lot of generic food stuff.
It's generic, probably,
yeah.
Burger.
No, no.
Generic.
Generic. You know what? Now that you mentioned burger, I think shawarma is actually the Middle East's burger.
Miss, can I have a baklava? Oh, it's here! Baklava! It's not a baklava, it's a baklava.
Because it's really tiny.
It's tiny, it but really it's should, good. Okay, Miles that? Will interview.
A baklava is like a flaky little croissant thingy that has like sweet stuff in it. I think those are nuts and things.
It's very nutty and cinnamony and flaky. It's sweet. It's good.
Kara ordered baklava because she really likes what it's called, not because she knows what it is or what it looks like. Why is that, Kara?
Because you're a bakla and I'm a bakla. Baklava.
For foreign listeners, bakla means gay in the Philippines. Baklava, the gay croissant. So how's your second helping, Kara?
Still tastes the same.
It's still nutty and sweet.
Nutty and sweet. Like me, nutty and sweet.
But me, I just have nuts.
Very crazy.
And we've met a couple of people. There's a lot of foreigners right now. And our friend here is from Malaysia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can you just introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Azri.
Azri. You're here in the Philippines for?
I'm just here on a holiday right now.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been here?
I've been here for 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Wow, that's a long holiday. Mm-hmm. Are you in school?
I'm currently in university right now.
Uh-huh. In Malaysia as well?
I study in Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. What do you study?
And right now I'm studying industrial design. I'm
wow.
in my third year.
Very nice.
Very young.
Yeah, you're very young because
yeah.
you're still in university. Like, how old do you guys usually have to be to go to university from, like, Malaysia?
Probably 17 or 18.
Just about the same. No, no. Like,
no, younger.
How old do you have to be in Macau to...
10.
10 to go to university. You guys are geniuses.
Destruction.
Unless I'm recording. Alright, cool. So you're about like 20-ish right
I'm
now?
I'm 20 right now.
You're 20?
So turning 21 soon,
okay.
In a month.
Two more years till graduation?
One more year.
One more year.
One more
oh,
year.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
and then you become
year.
An engineer, sort of?
I'll be a product designer.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Just like your Macintosh over there,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
So you make things like aerodynamic or like, what do you call that? Like when you can hold it
dynamic.
Properly.
Dynamic.
Ergonomic, exactly. I'm not very articulate. So anyways, what do you like about the Philippines so far?
Nightlife's all right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I've been to quite a few places so far.
Mm-hmm. Which in particular?
I've been to Prince of Jaipur and Temple in Greenbelt
mm-hmm.
and Embassy.
Okay, cool, very nice. This is your first visit, I assume.
This is my third visit.
No, but what keeps you coming back?
All right, good, that's a
good
question.
Okay, that's a good question, because actually, this is where my father works.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I come here on the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my temporary home.
Mm. Yeah. But right now you're living in Sydney.
Whatever, Miles. This is not a tourist talk show. So
exactly.
What show are you doing? Where are you... I mean, there's this
camera.
There's like this interview and stuff. What's it for?
Oh, right now, they're just filming a travel segment about the Philippines to be aired on this TV station, NTV7, which is a free-to-air television.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a little...
And your sister hosts it, yeah?
She's a producer, but...
Oh, okay.
For this occasion, she's hosting it, too, at the same time.
Do you guys, like, does the TV show also feature the nitty-gritty and the bad parts of the country they're visiting? Because that would be really cool and fair. Because a lot, like I live in the States, and they showed some documentaries about the Philippines. It's mostly geared towards tourism and, you know, misleading people into visiting just because it looks really nice.
This is exactly what it's about. It's just for tourism and showing all the places.
No bad things, huh?
No bad things.
Okay.
All good stuff.
All good stuff.
It's for a breakfast show, so...
Yeah, that's cool, too. I mean, it helps the economy. I mean, we need everything right now to help the economy.
Yeah. So how do you find Ziggurat?
Well, it's my first time here, and... I still haven't had my dinner yet.
Okay. So. Are we keeping you from your dinner? You can actually go back if you want.
I don't think it's arrived yet.
Oh, okay, cool. But you don't mind this interview, right now?
No, it's okay.
Okay, cool. So you want to say a shout out to your friends out in Malaysia and in Sydney?
Well...
Don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Yeah. You'll be heard by like two people all in all. So. Me and you. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have an iPod. Just me. I'm sorry.
You're mean.
I'm just kidding, Kara. I'm sorry.
You're mean.
I don't know what to say. I mean, well... Hello, everyone, and I don't know.
Can you say, like, thanks, it's my lolas?
Thanks, it's my lolas?
Very
yes, thank
good.
You.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
Our
That's our podcast title.
Yeah.
It means, like, thank you, it's my grandmom's.
Yeah.
So it's like, how did it come about, Kara? Like, thanks to my lolas. Like,
somebody, I have no idea.
They could ask me, like, you have a really nice shirt.
Thanks, it's my lolas.
See, though. Yeah. So that's how...
Is that just something catchy?
Yeah, we used to have this production
really silly and
outfit.
Stupid. Yeah.
No, this theater group. So,
back in college.
Yeah.
Like 10 eons ago.
And then it's still alive, sort of.
Yeah, in the form of a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
No, but actually you have a lot of foreign listeners, mostly from California.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Azri.
Azri. So we'll ask Azri another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What question can we ask?
Yeah.
Like,
what do you hate about the Philippines?
Yeah. No, that's bad.
No, it's good.
Okay, what do you love about the Philippines? First question. Second question, what do you hate about the Philippines?
Well, there's a lot of poverty going on, and it just makes me feel really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel good sometimes seeing all this stuff.
But it makes you feel lucky because you don't live here, sort of? Or, like, it makes you feel thankful for the good things you have? I'm just putting answers in your mouth. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you're makulit.
I don't know how to feel about that, but...
Mm-hmm. But you don't like the poverty?
But he just feels bad. I think anybody would.
Yeah.
But
I still feel bad about you, Kara.
I love you, too.
And it just seems like everyone here has, like, a... army of maids and stuff. Every household.
I hate that too. Like, yeah. I hate it too when I see people bring their maids in uniforms. Like, I just feel bad about it too, because I think people should
because
be in
he's a maid.
People who should be in uniforms should be like people who have insurance. So if you employ someone,
okay, that's Miles' policy.
Yeah, that's my policy. If you employ someone, you should give that person insurance first and benefits before you make him or her use uniforms.
Do you think the people are friendly
or overly friendly?
I'd say they're friendlier than average people from around Asia.
Around.
And the good thing is that most people speak English.
Okay. Most people I met in Malaysia spoke English.
Because I used to go to school in Thailand and...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Thailand's tech.
No one speaks English.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just like, okay, whatever.
Okay, you learned English in Malaysia?
Well, I've been living abroad for a long time.
Okay, so you learn English from there. But do you guys learn English earlier, like the Filipinos too, or...? Well, if people lived in Malaysia, do they learn English at a young age and eventually assimilate the language?
They learn it in school, but I don't think they assimilate.
Okay.
Really? I think the current generation, the average English speaking is pretty bad in Malaysia.
Oh, okay.
Compared to the previous generation when we were under the British and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the British rule.
British rule.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just out of words right now. Yeah, it's so much information. Yeah, I'm working
rule.
With like two brain cells for my brain. So, one is for food and the other one's for sleeping. So I don't really.
And three for talking too fast.
Exactly, and coughing.
Yes. Any last message for your friends or
and your new fans?
And your new fans?
Oh, no, sorry. I have a really interesting question. You have a really nice camera. Are you a photographer by profession or by
by hobby?
By hobby or
by or hobbit.
By hobbit. Are you a photographer by hobbit?
By Frodo Baggins.
Well, I would say it's a recent development cuz I was sick of having, you know, shitty photos. Mm-hmm. You know, with those little small compact nice
honey, I have
stylish ones.
Yeah.
But the photos that come out just it's like a waste of a memory when the photos turn out bad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I decided to
get a really nice camera
to give it a go.
Uh-huh. But how long have you taken up the hobby?
It's been a month.
Are you good at it now?
Just in time to take photos of the Philippines.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Cool. All right, well, thanks so much for joining us. You've been really, really nice. You can tell our friends or family or no foes that you can download our podcast at thanksismylolas.podomatic.com and listen to you talk.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. It's my Lolas.
Thank you very much. This is Cara Messina.
This is Miles Sanchez, and you're
listening
to
Thanks. It's my Lolas. Music.
Faith in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of my often broken heart, looking for some action in these sordid, somber parts of town. Since you're no longer around, careless in my comfort and unable to surmise the almost sentimental reasons for your own device. Suffocation was the nature of the game. Didn't learn my lesson, now it's driving me insane. No blame. At least right now I'm still breathing. Looking for an exit, one more reason to survive. Gave a little portion, but you swallowed me alive. Your love's no longer around. 'Cause you see your memory still.
It's a derogatory.